Blog Talk Radio.
Bodega, bodega, rack, rack, rack.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled.
Right now you're checking out that Bodega Fresh. Right now you're checking out that Bodega Fresh.
Stand up.
Bodega Fresh Radio, y'all know what it is.
Stand up.
Get your Bodega Fresh on.
Public service announcement for all the people out there listening to this. We will be here forever. Do you understand? Forever.
Bodega Fresh with your girl named Jean.
Bodega, Bodega Fresh, Fresh, Fresh.
Don't walk out there with your hand open. Good things come to those who wait. She don't even care who she is. She don't care about nothing and nobody. You call it no class, no representation. My take on today's woman, you got so many different flavors. You got so many different types. Give me the package deal. Any woman that know how to cook a good 22-pound ham, to the hoop. Nothing like a tall 6'5" woman for a short man like me to fill up a good water bill. I'm only 6'7". I still got a lot more time to find the right one. And you do need to find the right one.
She moves forward like proceed. Keep heads up like nosebleed. A piece of the east or the north, but she off in the chain, so she cover all globally. Never to touch faith, so unholy. Bullets found a target, a gun know me. A past life begs for my memory. A fan of a lodge and I'm a member C. I give in to her like bad food. Sucker for love, yeah, I'm that dude. But when she's on the board, she give good oral. When I'm not with her, I get withdrawal. Lord, I'm half a man without a one accord. She claimed the math of man, she's on the door. Her neck is nice, huh. She leave you flawed. Like a nice snake on third round. She like a snake in a bird tail. I'm addicted by design, fiend. If she ever try to cut me from a team,
don't
Lord.
Turn your back when she's on that track. Watch out for that train wreck. Cause when she comes, you better watch your back. Watch out, she's a train.
I wanna grind on that coffee bean. A couple of cups of that Joe is a bad pep. She'll be swinging on chandeliers. Baby got that skin that can handle years. And I want my if she wants us. Her mouth game is like rap a lot. Her Facebook say she aim at this rap a lot. Online surfing for them beach boys. To bring the sand under her feet, boy. She my rock bottom like last offer. Wouldn't write me off like the last offer. Even though she a bomb scare, I'm standing right here. I'm right here.
Don't turn your back when she's on that track. Watch out for that train wreck. Cause when she comes, you better watch your back. Watch out, she's a train wreck. Don't turn your back when she's on that track.
Hey, this is Manny Faces, founder, editor-in-chief of Birthplace Magazine, creator and host of the New York Hip Hop Report, The Manny Faces Show. When I'm not doing all of those things, well, I'm listening to Bodega Fresh with Nadine Michelle. I suggest you do the same.
Bodega, 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 Sean P. call me Kimbo. On drugs, paranoid, who's looking through my window? My nerves bad, English class failure, nigga, my words bad. You herbs had your chance, it's my time. Serial killer theme music, it's my rhyme. It's my prime, I'm a primate. Eight nigga with the eight engine, that's my nine. Fuck out of here. Yeah, battering balls. Paul, what's the matter with y'all? Simeon twins, me and my friends shatter your squad.
Pull the ratchet out, blood fire, heat you up, then pull the casket out. I'm who you should ask about. I'll body any rapper and get my paper back like Random House. Put your henny up and burn them trees down. Butcher laid the beat down, I'm like a beast now. You should not speak now. Zip your lips, God. Matter of fact, log on to zipit.com. My watch flush, shirt low, kicks Nike air. You never catch me in tight gear with spiked hair. Tim standard issue, the pimp hand to hit you. So hard it'll feel like a camel kicked you. I get ends and set trends. Roll with smokers that keep butt on the side like Rudy's best friend. Niggas talk crazy like they just popped an ox. Come at me and Sean P like that, you get popped an ox.
Balls. Paul, what's the matter with y'all? Simeon twins, me and my friend shatting his wall.
What up, though? It's your boy Tony Stans repping that Eastside El Barrio. You already know. I'm with the Bodega Fresh team with my girl, Nadine Michelle. If your bodega ain't fresh like this, then shop somewhere else. 100.
Bodega fresh.
Feel the vibe. Yeah. See, we gonna change the mood just a little bit. You know? A little man to woman, woman to man shit. Jean Grey. Watch the rhyme. Blacksmith. Flip mode.
Come here, baby. Look, I've been longing to get all between yo. Legs coochie sweeter than a mocha frappuccino. You can lay up on my bed where I steadily count my paper. Succulent from shit sweeter than watermelon alligators. Body chemistry giving off liquids, gases, and solids. Your skin soft like you wash your body in palm olive. Irrationally and aggressive, we fuck on a dresser. I'm digging in it gradually, applying the pressure. Never got you feeling good, and now I'm raising your hair up. Your cream feeling spill on me thicker than maple syrup. Now you move me to the office of the crib, pulling my chair up, sitting on me fucking until the foggy windows are clear up. I never get enough of your love, and mommy, I mean it. The way you put it on and how you be letting me beat it. It's real talk, baby, and I swear I never lie. Cause if it ain't the weed and if it ain't the Henny, baby girl, you be making me so high.
Lights out, no, turn them back on. Want you to see my backbone and my black tone. Start minimal, raise it to animal, please. You're no amateur, please me, I'm tangible. Knees be all tangled up like the handles. Placed on the mantle that romantic angles. We'll slow dance till tango and get horizontal. I know you go longer than flows with no comma. I'm high on you, you like it, don't you? It's a vibe by just biting on you. Like though, I know, nibble just a little bit. Everything I'm thinking, you're already delivering it. Quiver, pleasure unheard. You ain't even done first, baby. When I done burst, crazy, I'm in love thirst. You are the quencher. Maybe we should be taping so you can remember. Understand.
Okay.
stop getting high. Love is so high. Say, baby, I'm so high off your love.
Hey, hey, check it out. This is MC Light, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh. Please Believe It with my girl, Nadine.
What's up, y'all? This is Jill Scott. You're listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine.
Hi, this is Curtis Sherrod, and I'm the executive director of the Hip Hop Culture Center, giving a big shout out to Bodega Fresh and my girl, Nadine.
I wanna know! Yeah. Now, we appreciate the kind of genius, but we prefer the kind that folks. Pass the collection plate around, please.
Bodega
Fresh.
Fresh.
Quiet.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Niggas place a fist in. Bitches that he fisted for tails and scales. And how rappers moving whales are pale, they frail. Ain't no compares to the scale, that scale they sell. For the attention, blackmail, we hell on wheels. Lot sheep still beg for the record deal. Lot sheep still beg, say they kept it real. Say realness is reflected when I'm staring in the mirror. My integrity protected, I'm ill. I'm talking 4 in the AM. To the ER, military highway, niggas know who we are. Two up, two down, one shot, six round, rapper, rap circles round, most of y'all clown. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, yeah, you too can be a rap star. All you need is a laptop computer, a microphone, yeah. Niggas wanna listen to rap, tell tales like they life like that. Wrong train, right track, got a pocket full of rap, rubber band, rap. Spending time in the trap till they trapped in the trap. With them niggas on their back, every pocket get a pack. Got them searching for them stacks. There they go. You was trying to get a deal, but real killers only know what they know. Welcome to extortion. The price you pay for wanting to be important. Standing in your bathroom, cocaine snorting. Back to the mirror, your reflection ain't important. What up? Yeah, cause this is the beat that Knox has made. Let us be dark and go smash in it. Amen.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Bad Seed, man, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. I'm standing here with my belt off, man. You know why? Because y'all suckers ain't listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl Nadine Michelle, man. Sundays, man. 7 o'clock, man. Yo, what's wrong with you, B? What's wrong with you? Don't make me swing this belt and hit with the boy. Nadine Michelle, Bodega Fresh is going down. Let's get it.
Super.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? It's the Mr. Complex, you know what I'm saying? Sitting here, we listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, my big sister, Sister Love Love, Nadine. Yes, yes. Peace.
Steady drifting. When pain come to get you, it hit you like flow. Better times will pick
yeah.
Do what you gotta do.
To earn focus in the stormy weather, come out the tunnel to the light, saying.
Bodega Fresh, your girl Nadine is back. Yeah. Oh, I haven't been on for a while. I know. Y'all ain't got to be upset with me, you know what I mean? I've been working on RapCon. If you follow me, you guys know I come off of RapCon. It's been a month already. Wow. So I'm back in effect with the radio show. Bodega Fresh is back. And I got a really great guest. I always have great guests, though, but my guest today is someone you all know very well, worked with him on
the greatest
radio
guest.
As his co-host. The greatest guest.
The greatest
That's what he's
guest.
Saying. Like, you hear him in the background. I can't even get through my introduction. Let me get through the introduction. You know what I mean? So if you don't know who it is by now, I'm gonna start off. He's an MC.
Right, right.
He's an actor.
Right, right.
He's a director.
Right, right.
But he's an MC again today. And my guest,
and I'm
who just can't, he's an Aquarius, and you guys know Aquarius is man listening. I'm going to start a special group for Aquarius. People that are friends with Aquarius, I'm going to start a special circle for us, because, you know, you got a friend that's Aquarius, shit.
That could coincide with my, if you have an Aries that's a friend. That could coincide
with Oh, my God. You're going to start your own, okay. You see, y'all, I'm bringing on none of them, my man right now, none other than Corey Pearson, a.k.a. the Bad Steve, is back on Bodega Fresh. And man, you're like, I'm gonna have to do, I got a new label for you. I got a new label for you.
What's that?
You're a serial creative. You're a serial creative. Yeah.
I mean, I'll wear that. Yo, I just want to give everybody, tell everybody, yo, me and Nate, we go back like, man, like we go back. So, you know, we tend to, you know, we tend to go at it a little bit.
We tend to go at it. Yeah, we go back, y'all, from when I met Steve. He was just signed to Warner Brothers. I was doing my very first event ever. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I had already heard about you, by the way, from my squad, from my crew back then that was doing the event with me. Shout out to Kim Wilson, Nell, Kenyatta.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So you were there, and I met you, and they were like, yo, that's a bad season. Just got signed to Warner Bros. I was like, oh, wow, that's great. Okay. You make sure
that's
me,
the night
you know
I met
mean?
Selma from Good Time.
Yeah. Yes. Please don't start. Don't even go in that direction. All right? We're here to talk about you. Don't even go in that direction just now. Just now. We're talking about just signed the Warner Brothers, had this crazy hit on Funk Flex's mixtape, and it was produced by Knot, who's back in effect on this new effort that you just released. But you're saying it's your last. You're not serious with that. This is my last album thing, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's it. Right.
No, okay. Like, come on, man. Like, put it like this. I feel like I've done, for somebody who hasn't blown up, I did everything. I wrote for people. I put a lot of people on that are successful now. I got the accolades for my work from people that I looked up to. I got to work with a lot of really good producers and artists. I mean, at 41 years old, it's like, all right, well, what else do I want from this? I got to tour the world. I got to see the world perform and be around artists that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like your Busta Rhymes. And, you know, I got to tour with them and watch them every night perform. You know, everybody, you know, you can't buy that.
Right.
You know, so with that, you know, I just feel like, what else am I going to do? What else am I going to say? I never got into this to blow up. I got into it, you know, in 1988 under the whole adage of, yo, I just want people to like my shit, and mission accomplished. So.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that mission is definitely accomplished, but this new album, which, by the way, y'all, is called Choreography. It comes out July 9th. Comes out just in a few days. In fact, you can pre-order.
Comes out July 8th.
July 8th. I'm always throwing the 9 in, because that's my number. That's my number, though. That's my number. Number 9.
You try to push my joint back, Nate.
I'm always still pushing it back, you know. Maybe you need to push it back one day, because 9 is such a great number. I don't know. It's just me.
it's
July 8th.
Y'all can pre-order it right now on iTunes, on Amazon, on Google Play. It will be on Tidal, Spotify, and all that. The single Belt Off right now is on Spotify, Tidal, Bandcamp, all that. It's everywhere, you know. So y'all check it out.
You pre-order it, guys. I don't know about the other stuff. You pre-order on Amazon, you automatically. It downloads Belt Off for you, which is out. So, you know,
that's
just a little treat until the 8th. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, yo, let me just say this. You're saying it's the last album, but man, listen. If y'all heard Belt Off, which is getting excellent reviews on all the hip hop sites, is people are talking about it. People are like, oh my God. People are like, oh my God, I can't believe you're back. And, you know, I can't believe you did another track with Knot. This Belt Off track is straight fire.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. And when you come in on it, oh man, listen. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now you're shooting a video for that, right?
Yeah, we actually, I'm shooting that on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're shooting Tuesday out in Brooklyn. Yeah, y'all can inbox me if y'all interested in coming out. We're going to be shooting all day in Brooklyn. On Twitter, you can follow me. I'm The Real Bad C6. And on Instagram, my name is Nicholas Cage. And on Facebook, it's Corey Pearson. I also have a Facebook artist page, The Bad C. So, you know, if you're interested, just hit me up. And, you know, I'll give you all the details, you know. But, yeah, we will be shooting July 5th. We'll be out there from 11 o'clock. So we'll probably be shooting till about 8 p.m.
Okay. Mm. All right, sounds good. So you guys, if you want to do anything or you want to try to be up in this video, because it's going to be sick, inbox him. Just told you where to find him. But let's get back to choreography right now, because really that's why I brought you on. This album is really incredible. You've got some crazy production on here besides Notch. You got Marco Polo, and you got this crew, the New York Bangers. Now, the New York Bangers, where are they from? Tell me a little bit about them.
They're from New York.
Good.
From New York.
I'm glad you're laughing. You know me.
Nah, you know, they're from New York. You know, they, my right-hand man, Timmy Gunn, shout out to him. You know, he A&R'd the project with me, and he actually brought them to my attention. And, you know, I got two from them. I got a record called Fuck Cancer by them on the album, and I got a record called Black Hoodie that they produced. My man Tone Jones is another one. Tone Jones is another one that Timmy Gunn put me on to. You know, he did like 5 or 6 on the album. He basically did the bulk of it. Then, you know, then of course there's the usual suspects, you know, Vest, DP, Dr. No. You know, I got a couple heads on there, usual suspects. As far as features go, you know, I got Mike Hand, he's the new boot camp artist. I got Mims, of course. I've got a couple singing niggas. My man Cores Cordero, this guy Jersey. He's on one of my favorite joints, Get Along. He body.
Get Along, yeah. He's nice voice.
And
he's dope.
And everybody that heard it, they're like, yo, where you got Dave Hollister from?
He does sound a little like him, but
it's
really nice. I love his voice.
And then also, you know, the knee slapper is I got a feature from my brother, rest in peace, PH, Punkahead. To be honest with you, him and his energy is the whole reason why this album even exists. You know, I wasn't even going to do it. You know, I was just going to stop making music. But, you know, I could hear him just telling me, like, nah, man. Nah.
Yeah.
you gotta go in there. You got to do this, man. So, you know, it's crazy because I felt him every step of the way.
It's been it'll be close to a month. In the following week that he's, you know, it's been a year that he's been gone. I mean, I can't believe it's already been a year that has happened.
Yeah.
And this year
has been really
vicious as well, you know? Like, from that point forward, don't you feel like from that point forward it's been crazy?
Yeah,
it
was a year on June 9th. June 9th, it was a year. The album was actually supposed to come out the day he, you know, on June 9th. But, you know, due to, you know, label things or whatever, we had to push it back to July 8th. But it has been a crazy year. We've lost a lot of people that we know, people that we don't know that we actually grew up watching. You know, there's a record on the album called Are They Okay that really talks about this, basically saying, like, look, man, we lost Mike, we lost Whitney, we lost Prince. You know, like, Call the other ones and make sure they all right. Make sure they're not in the elevator somewhere. Call Sade up. Call Lionel Richie. Call Eddie Murphy. Make sure he's okay. You know, that's also one of my favorite records on the album.
Yeah.
You know,
and you address so many things on this album too. You know, outside of that, but besides Fuck Cancer, there's also Turn It Off. about the radio, mm-hmm. you know, and how hip hop is nowadays and things like that, which is just, it's a really excellent body of work. So, you know, when you say this is my last album, it's that's tough to hear because you're like, ah, come on. You're so creative with everything that you do, you know, with the film and everything like that. But I feel like emceeing is your first love. So
yeah, it is.
I can't see that. Sorry.
It is. It is. But you got to remember, like, I've been through so much through this game. Like, it's like. It's like an abusive relationship. It's like, how much longer am I gonna allow coming in the house and seeing another nigga sitting up on my couch with his feet up,
right.
drinking my Capri Suns and eating my you know what I'm saying? eating my Lay's potato chips and all that. You know what I mean? Like, how much longer am I gonna go through this? You know, a major part of winning is also knowing when to back up from it. You know what I'm saying? And as stated in my prelude, in the prelude to the album, it's called They Don't Love You. And that's also one of my favorite songs on the album because it's so personal. Like, it's basically, listen, man, you can love somebody with all your heart and your soul. You can love something, you can love some place with all your heart and your soul. But the best way to really navigate and to avoid from getting hurt is to have in your mind, they're not going to love you anyway. They're nobody good. Like, you got to love. That shouldn't stop you from loving. But you can't expect everybody and everything and every place to love you the same way you love it. And I think that this is what that does is breed disappointment. It breeds it just breeds a lot of things. And yo, man, I've cried many, many, many a night. Yeah, I'm a G. I smack shit out anybody. I smack Earth, Wind, and Fire out of anybody. But yeah, that shit didn't have me in the fetal position. Crying, upset, because I done put so much into it, and you know, when it's not being reciprocated, or when you feel like you're not being appreciated for what it is that you bring to the game, then it's a problem. You know, I know I've contributed to this game. There's people that's walking around right now that's successful because on February 6, 1975, a star was born.
Right. I'm
cool. You know what I'm saying?
Microphone, yeah. So, you know, and it's funny because even like when you post things and stuff like that and people react, like, you know, when I put Delta off and somebody was like, yo, remember this song you did? And you guys were exchanging, you know, information and stuff like that. And I'm like, damn, look at that. How long ago was this? What was that about? Like, what song was that he was asking about? And that was Reams, by the way, who used to manage Butter Versus, Brian Hamilton. What was he asking you about? Because
It's funny because there was a song years ago that I did for him that was produced by V.I.C. or the Beatnut.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Somebody to Talk To. And it was basically me being stressed out about everything. So, you know, I just needed somebody to talk to. So it's basically me speaking to a therapist. Pretty much, and yo, it is bananas. I haven't heard it in so long. He just actually, it's funny. He just hit me a little while ago. It was like, I'm about to send it in a few. I haven't checked, but I'm sure it's in there. I can't wait to hear it because, you know, that's definitely. I'll post it. I'll put it up. I'll put it up. You know, so everybody can revisit it.
Yeah, and I definitely can understand why you feel like that about, you know, contributing to hip hop the way that you do, because when people hit you up like that, you're like, this was eons ago, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he remembers it vividly, you know.
Well, see,
so
that's the thing. One thing that I'm starting to see is, you know, there's a lot of people out there. No, well, I only want to say it's a lot. There's a good amount of people out there that really enjoy my material, you know, and have been fans. But I think what my problem was is that, you know, I didn't really have adequate, you know, as much as I move around, you know, in May, you know, you and Tammy and everybody that was a part of our network, you know, y'all know that, you know, I get busy. Like, I run around, I do a lot, but I can't do everything. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like I'm recording the music, put the music out. Like, it's tough. And then trying to work at the same time. And it's tough to really find adequate distribution and promotion to get your stuff out there. And I think that was the biggest problem. I think my fans don't even know that I've been working. Like, it's not like people are like, wow, they think I've been gone since the Knots record. Like, I haven't put music out since 2000.
Wow.
Like, this is what people think. This is what they actually think. And it's crazy because it's like, yo, if you really do your homework, you'll see I've been working. I've been putting stuff out. You know what I mean?
That's only if you're in hip-hop, though. If you're in, like how we are and how we know what's happening with, like, the true essence of what hip-hop is, the purest of it, not that corporate stuff that you see on TV, but, you know, every day banging it out in the studio, trying to get distribution and all that other stuff. If you know that, then you know, yeah, she's still putting out music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And still shooting videos and still doing all kinds of other things. So it's funny because I don't understand when people do that. Like, what? How did you not know that?
Because the crazy part, Nay, like, I think it was, what was it? When my last album come out? 06? I put out Intelligently Ignorant, 06, 07. Uh-huh. And that had hits. I had a record with Tyler Kwali and Mims, Yankee Fitted. Yeah, Can You Hear Me on there? Like it was records on there. But it's like it didn't really get the adequate promotion and marketing that it deserved. We will be re-releasing with my distributor. We're going to be re-releasing a lot of old shit. So a lot of old shit.
I like the Can You Hear Me video, too. That was the one with all the dancing, the old school dancing.
Yeah, and that video was on the fly. We shot that on the fly waiting for the actual director to show up to shoot Yankee Fitted. So we did that the same day as Yankee Fitted. Yeah, crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But it's just a beautiful. I think that this is a beautiful thing that I'm reintroducing myself. I was just telling Guns last night, like, it's a beautiful thing because, again, we're gonna re-release a lot of that old shit. We're gonna put a lot of that old shit on Spotify, Tidal, all of that, so everybody could get all the old shit and go back and enjoy it. You know what I mean? But I think it's a beautiful thing that I'm reintroducing myself because it's like, okay, everybody doesn't get a chance to do that, you know?
And
I think, and it's funny because the perfect record to come back with was the Knots record. And it's even funnier is that wasn't going to be the single. Fuck Cancer was going to be the single. That was going to be the single. But I was told, I was like, yo, I was advised by my DJ, NUT, shout out to him. He told me, he said, yo, see, man, don't come with the message first. Don't do that. He was like, yo, man, everybody, all the hip-hoppers want to hear you and Knots. You got a Knots record. Now, I planned on putting the Knots record out, just not first. It's the most ignorant record on the album. I don't have anything ignorant like that on the album, and I didn't want that to be the first representation of the album, you know. But, you know, it just worked out like that, and you know, everybody seems to be enjoying it. So, you know, who am I? Who am I to, you know?
Well, y'all feel that way. People actually feel that way. People feel that way about younger generation in hip hop. People feel that way. If you take in the subway, you feel that way, because I know I do. With people that are just seem to be really lost with no direction, no respect, no discipline. It's bad business. You know what I mean? You just feel like, I should really whoop your ass right now. I should really be disrespectful. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, it's very relevant, and it's the beat is just
Shout to Knots. Yo, it's funny. It's crazy how that even came about. Let me go on record and say that shout to him. Shout to him. It's been 16 years since I've worked with him. You know, I gave him hits. You know, when you know the For the Kids record, the On record is a gold record. Mm-hmm. I gave them hits. So to me, I was thinking that during the whole time that it would be no brainer for us to work together. You know what I'm saying? But apparently not. You know, as he was heating up, everything seemed to be about the paper. And I get it. You know, everybody got families and, you know, you got to do this, that, and third. But I don't think that it was really coming so much from him, more so than it was coming from management, which is okay. But come on, bro. Like, I done gave y'all hits. Like, you can't really mention. You can, but most people who mention Knox in his discography, my name always comes up. Like, if you go on YouTube right now and you put Knox top 25 beats, there's a whole bunch of different people who have put up their own renditions of what his top 25 beats are. But guess whose records are always included? You know what I'm saying? Now, they got this thing called Rhythm Roulette with all the producers, and how every episode they make beats from scratch. This is for Mass Appeal. They do this thing. And for Knox's episode, guess what beat was playing in the beginning while he was talking? For the Kids. To me, like, it's like, yo, this is the universe. Like, everybody I bump into is like, yo, some of you are not. And not even not for nothing, Dr. Dre was interested in me and not. You understand what I'm saying? So that should tell you something. You know what I mean? So this how it happened with the Belt Off record. I already wasn't coming at him for no production. I was already 90. Matter of fact, I was done. I was like, I was like 98% done with the record, with the album.
Mm-hmm.
I hit Knox up. I hit him up on Instagram. I said, yo, Knox, I need a drop. Just call my phone, leave a drop, cursing me out because you ain't on the album. Because I already know a whole bunch of people going to be like, it's your last album. Why ain't Knox on it? Blah, 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 blah. He was like, yo, I want to get on the album. So I was like, alright, call me. Once he called me, once I answered the phone, I didn't even say hello. I said, nigga, I can't afford you. Grammy Award winner, man. I can't afford you. He says to me, he starts cursing me. He says, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. I want to be on that album. I said, all right. Cool. Say no more.
Yo.
So what I did was I went and I went on his Instagram. And he puts a whole bunch of beats up on the Instagram. I went on there, and I think I picked like 50.
Wow.
And narrowed them down. Knox is one of the greatest ever, I'm going to tell you. Like, and I tell everybody, even from back in the day when I went down to VA to pick beats, like, it's a hard thing to pick a beat. Like, Knox is one of the only people who can play me 100 beats. I like 100 beats. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
it's like, I'm telling you, like, it's like that. So, you know, I picked like 50. I narrowed them down to 5. I couldn't pick out of the 5, so I told him pick out of the 5. Belt Off was one of them. He sent me Belt Off. You know, so as a producer, that's what he felt I should be on out of the 5 that I picked. You know, so you know, and then it came out dope. The funny thing about the song is I didn't know what I was going to do to it. I had just got off work. I called up this little dude. I said, yo, I need to see you when I get off work. I called him before I get off work. Now, you know I get off at midnight. So I hit him up. I said, yo, I need to see you because I need to get some get right. Because I got to write this song. I got to write this song. This is one of the most important records of my career. I got to write this song, and I'm going in the studio tomorrow. He was like, all right, big bro, I got you. Homie had me waiting for 2 hours. I didn't get back in my house till like 3 o'clock. I was so pissed. I wrote that song. Belt Off about, well, it basically, he inspired it. Just disrespectful young little nigga. And I didn't even really like it when I wrote it. I was just writing it out of anger, like, yo.
Right.
You know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then I go to the studio the next day and I told my DJ, I was like, yo, man, I don't know if I'm going to do it. He's like, yo, just do it. So I recorded it. He's in the studio getting me hyped, like, yo, this shit is crazy. Same with Marco Polo. Marco Polo came in fourth quarter too. Me and Marco Polo had a conversation at PH's funeral last year. I told Marco Polo, yo, I need some beats. He was like, yeah, I got you. Marco Polo came in fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? Word. gonna send me 5-6 beats. And I'm like 99%. So I did the Turn It Off joint, and I did Belt Off same day, same time.
Wow.
You know. Wow. Yeah, and closed out the album. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. That's crazy. And then of course, another song you can relate to, everybody can relate to, especially being an artist, is Django. I mean,
oh yeah.
We all know
Django.
The hustle is hard when you're trying to be an artist. Especially when you're not signed and you don't have any type of sponsorship or anybody giving you anything to make it happen. You know what I mean? So,
Django, Django,
to be some type of 9-to-5 or 4-to-12, whatever. You know what I mean?
Django Unfiltered is one of my favorite songs. I know I say it about everything. I don't think I have a non-favorite on there. It changes every day. I'll just say it like that. But Django Unfiltered is a very personal song to me, because I've always felt like the job market isn't a job market. It's a slave trade, pretty much. You know, with the micromanagement and, you know, just with everything that they're expecting of you.
Right.
But they don't do too much to show their workers that they appreciate them. They think that giving them a keychain for Employee Appreciation Week, it balances out the fact that I can't call out if I don't feel good, or it doesn't balance out the fact that I'm only allotted 5 minutes a day to take a shit and a piss a day. Yeah. That you're clocking my time, like all of that, you know what I mean? So, and then it's also from the perspective of not just somebody who works, but somebody who's seen the world. Like, I mean, I've seen the world. I've done a whole bunch of things. So, you know, many, many, many days, yo, I sit at work and I stare at the computer like, yo, man, where did I go wrong? Why am I sitting here being disrespected all day? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, especially with the, they now look around my job, and I know for a fact that these people have not even done a quarter of the things that I've done. So they're complacent. They're
right.
Okay with just being regular and everyday. Like, I'm not okay with that. You understand?
Right.
I'm not okay. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what being regular is.
Yeah.
I don't know what being regular is.
And that's why I felt like, you know, as even though you're saying this is the last album, I know how you are. You don't know what being regular is. I mean, like, it's really difficult to go in and be on time and follow these regulations and be micromanaged. And in the meantime, outside of that is like this whole other world, you know what I mean? Where you're like basically you're starring in your own movie, you know what I'm saying? And that world is not helping you pay those bills, though. And so that has to happen, and thus, you know, you have Django. Django is really what a lot of creative people go through, especially hip-hop artists, dope hip-hop artists as yourself. Everybody has to have another side little hustle to just get through, and it must be so aggravating that you have to sit there and
do
that. Especially with all that creativity bubbling up in you, like, ah. You know what I'm saying? You know? Like, damn,
yeah,
that's
man.
Crazy. But
yeah,
I just
rough.
Feel like choreography is really making a lot of noise, and I don't know. I feel like this is only the beginning. I hate to say that, but I really, really do, you know? And you're going to shoot this video, too, for Belt Off on Tuesday. Don't forget, y'all, hit them up on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and see if you could come through. This is going to be fire. I'm so certain of it.
But you know
after
what?
That's gonna get pushed out, you know.
But listen, the whole point is for this to generate as much noise as possible so that I could parlay this into the other things that I wanna do. You know, the
right.
films, you know. Because we all know you can't really be successful with anything unless you've got intangibles popping. Don't nobody care. Nobody cares
right.
if you're dope or you're talented unless you got things, you know, around it. So, you know,
right.
hopefully, you know, the album will generate interest for films and
all types of other stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm going to always make music, you know, but in terms of Bassy, the artist, and trying to get out there, and nah, man, I'm finished.
Well, we're going to get into some of the music from the album, you guys. And speaking of Django, you know, that's my perfect segue to like, let you get going so I can play some of this album. We gonna get into Django, and, you know, I'm definitely going to get into this Get Along. I really, really love this song. It's really nice. It's really dope. And again, just what women and men are going through right now, it relates to that song entirely. It's really such a great body of work, Corey. So I'm definitely going to have you back on the show, of course. You know what I mean? As always, we're always doing something together. And I can't wait for the video shoot on Tuesday, July 5th. In Brooklyn.
You coming through?
Of course, want to bring it home. Of course I'm coming through. I won't be there at 11, but I'm going to come through. You know what I'm saying? Because I got my own Django situation during the day, so I'm going to try to skedaddle from that and come through. So I hope to see you guys there. It's your girl Nadine, Bodega Fresh, the Bad Seed.
Wait, hold on. Before you do, I ain't even know we was out.
Well, I was making sure to make, you know, keep track of your time. I know I could edit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It really doesn't matter.
No, it's all good.
Okay, but, good.
Before we go, I just want to tell everybody, yo, man, you got to support, you know, the artists, not even artists, support things that you like. Don't be a sheep, man. Don't be that guy that you only like it because everybody else like it. Don't be that girl. Like, you only like Golden State because all the broads like Curry and you think he's cute. Yo, women, please stop only liking people's work because you think they're attractive. Men, too, stop. You know what I'm saying? People put a lot of work into this. And real talk, I go through this all the time. I'm going to stop putting selfies up. I'm going to stop putting regular pictures up as profile pictures. Because these chicks seem to go ham on those. Talk about, oh my God, you're so cute. Yeah? Well, bitch, I'm an artist. And I'm sensitive about my shit. You know what I'm saying? And truth be told, that's how you get a conversation, dummy.
Right.
You don't
right.
get it, you know what I'm saying? Like
you ain't getting it no other way.
Yo,
you gotta be interested in what he's doing.
Who raised these people, man? Anyway. But you know, salute to everybody. Thank you to everybody for your support. Choreography drops July 8th. Please go check it out. If you don't want to go buy the shit, okay, fine. Bootleg it, do whatever. Just listen to it and tell people about it.
Just,
you know,
listen
what I'm
to
like,
it.
Just listen to it. I guarantee
just
you it's better than your favorite rapper's joint that they put out this year. I guarantee that. Yo, and shout to Kweli too. Kweli tried to pull me in.
Oh my God, yeah. You know what? Before I let you go, I wanted to talk to you about that. You got a little time to talk about that?
Yeah, I got a couple minutes. What's up?
So, this latest thing that's happened with Kweli and Diabolical, where did that all start from? What is that about?
I don't know. All I know is I started seeing some things here and there, and then I saw this dude, Block McCloud, put something up, talk about how he feels sorry for Kweli when Diabolik run up on him or whatever. And I tweeted, I said, yo, ain't nobody touching Talib Kweli, period. Period. Like, I don't care what it's about. Like, I don't care what it's about, what y'all's arguing about. You know, I mean, you Kweli is family, regardless. Like, I'm not, and then I'm back in the ring, too. Please. I'm going to be out and about and running in the niggas. Like, please, you put your hands on Kweli, expect me to take my belt off. Period.
Yeah, because.
Period.
It's borderline. I can't even say it's borderline. It's like some real racist shit, homie said. In his attack on Kweli, and I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
Yeah, you know what? Kweli was calling a couple of white rappers white supremacists or whatever, so it kind of went back and forth. Yeah, you
gotcha.
Know how Kweli talking crazy, but
right.
Yo, that's how it is with family.
You know what I'm saying? When your man, you out and about with your man's getting into it. Whether he right or he wrong, you stand there with him. And then you curse him out later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yo, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? You curse him out behind closed doors. But, you know, in front of closed doors, nah, man. Ain't nobody touching Quali, man. And I said it. Bad C said it, man. A.K.A. Corey Pearson, A.K.A. Nicholas Cage, Brooklyn all day. And if you really think it's a game, go ahead. Because I'll wait. I'm very patient. I'll wait. I'll catch you when you're with your baby moms and when you're with your son and grandmother's Mother's Day. Nigga, I'll wait till next Mother's Day. Catch y'all coming out to church. Word up. And nobody is putting a finger on Talib Kweli. Let me say it one more time. Nobody is putting a finger on Talib Kweli. Period. And then, you know, he retweeted that and retweeted my song, Thanks Kwai, because I end up getting some more followers and, you know, Thanks Kwai.
Man, I was just like, what the hell is going on here? You know, I was like, I got to talk to Seed about that. So I'm glad you kind of cleared up, like, what was happening there. But so they've been back and forth on this whole situation. And I don't even know who Diabolik is,
but I listened to
him. I know he's like one of his Wu affiliated. I know that.
Oh, yeah?
And
well, dig this. No, that's Remedy. Remedy is Wu affiliated.
That's what they said. He's Wu affiliated, and Penn and Immortal is his people's too. Because Quali's bounce back, Quali mentions that. Quali says,
Hey,
Penn and Morpio, come get your man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But see, that's the thing. I wasn't mad at Diabolik this. Diabolik this was dope. He nice. Like, ain't nobody taking nothing away from that. He nice. He's super nice. Quali joint was hot, too. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's just going to be kept on wax, period.
Period. Don't even come out. Of that stance right there. Keep it in hip hop.
Staying right
there.
There
you go.
That's just staying right there. Trust me, man. Them rappity rap backpack lyrical spiritual rappers, they don't want us to pull them things out. They don't want them. They don't want it because we not rappers first. They are.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? They are. We not rappers first. We end up, you know what I'm saying? When they found me, when Making Records found me, I was on the train, on the A train, on my way up to Albany with the tech in the back, and somebody put their hands on my sister. They told me, yo, when you come back, you got a spot. So that's how I ended up linking up. Them niggas met me in the street.
Right?
You understand?
So, that being said, setting the record straight on all of that with Talib Kweli right here on Bodega Fresh, y'all. I mean, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? You stand with your man, you stand with your man. You know, so I am going to get into some of this album. That's what I'm going to do, because that's what it's about today. Choreography, dropping July 8th. What?
I got a request, though. You got to play King Shit, Queen Shit. Got to.
Okay. I'm going to play that now.
Got to play King Shit, Queen Shit. Somewhere in there, you got to play King Shit, Queen Shit. You know, that's one of my favorite songs from the album.
It is? I thought Django was. But that's okay, because it doesn't really matter. The whole body of work is so dope. It is so fly. I would have a hard time choosing, like, what would be, like, my favorite. But
if you had to throw, like, one out real quick before we go, which one? Real quick.
Damn. Right now, Get Along keeps ringing in my mind. I'm sorry. You know? So... And then just like the guy that's singing it, what's his name? He said his name is Jersey. It's really lush, you know what I mean? I love his voice on it. It's real smooth. I love that song, you know? So, yeah, right now, Get Along. But you're going to play Queen Shit, King Shit right now. And then we're going to get into some more of the album. Then I'll be back, y'all, to talk about some things that are coming up this week. So it's Bodega Fresh, your girl Nadine, my man right here, the Bad Seed. He'll be back, though. He'll be back one more time. We'll always be back. So, you know, next time I talk to you, I'm going to be probably talking about some film or maybe some other crazy shit. Who knows what you're going to come up with next.
When we do the next single, I'll be back.
Oh, all right.
No. Yeah. You know, matter of fact, I'm going to come back anytime we drop a single off this album.
Okay. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard them.
Heard up.
All kinds
nothing.
Of prophecies here today. All kinds of prophecies going on here today. You know what I mean?
Word
go
up.
Take a fresh. Your girl, Nadine. I will be back.
Give you it all, cause you know who he is. Queen shit,
queen.
Salute you, independent, do you? Studious, yeah, and the natural glute is. Queen shit, movie is, recognize who she is. Nowhere around the board, rooming through the fridge. Queen shit, how she reprimand a school of kids. Queen shit, stand up, that's where the beauty is. Big you up is what my duty is. Do me this solid and don't ever leave my side. Without you as a king, I would die. Queen shit, I'ma ride, and that's all my mama lied. The most powerful piece on the board. Give a round of applause for the queens. I hold it down when it's on, and she ain't online getting likes in a draw.
Queen shit, queen shit, queen shit, queen shit.
The most powerful piece on the board. Give a round of applause for the queens. I hold it down when it's on, and she ain't online getting likes in a draw.
Queen shit, queen shit, queen shit, queen shit.
I'm not even talking to you.
These little niggas don't respect nothing. Till you gotta take your belt off and check something. Bomb atomically, Socrates, mopping knees. Disrespectful niggas down the block, expect to deck something. We need less frontin', more real shit. Nowadays, they ain't happy till you kill shit. Disrespect I won't tolerate or deal with. Especially if these motherfuckers still kids. I ain't your age, little nigga. Go do your homework. I was banging when niggas was wearing long shirt back. I was wildin' when niggas was really on turf back. Yup, what's snitch and get your sister and your mom murdered. I ain't your peer, little nigga. Go get your daddy.
Go get your father.
He don't wanna fight. He talk about add me. Putting it out there. It is what it is. Tell Shorty respect his elders, cause I beat people kids.
Hey,
I'ma take my belt off and whoop this nigga ass.
Uh-huh.
Up the middle of the street.
Yeah,
he don't get a pass.
Nah.
He violating code, so it goes how it goes.
That's right.
You gon' respect this nigga. I take my belt off. I'ma take my belt off. Whoop this nigga ass.
Uh-huh.
Up the middle of the street.
Nah,
he don't get a pass.
Nah.
He violating code, so it goes how it goes.
That's right.
You gon' respect this nigga. I take my belt off. I look in his eyes, I see his soul.
That's right.
When I do that shit, I know I'm in control.
Facts.
I know we're sorry, but gotta learn this lesson. If you cross the wrong OG, you won't make it to your session. Shorty got a lot of mouth, had a couple fights.
Uh-huh.
So he's Philly Money Mate, mixed with a young Mike.
Uh-huh.
He ain't made of iron.
Nah.
Yeah, I came with iron.
Yeah.
Now to stop a wild elephant and kill a bravest lion.
Yeah.
Lord knows I tried talking to him.
I tried.
But I can see his whole demeanor when I'm walking to him. So since he feel like he a man, I'ma drop him where he stand. Respect ain't an option, it's something that I demand.
Yeah.
I ain't your boy, little nigga. Meet out the ball guy. I put the toast into your chochas. No mind.
No mind.
Respect the presence of excellence.
Uh-huh.
I made it possible for you to be a resident.
Back.
And walk around freely. We put in work, dawg.
Back.
Don't get hurt, dawg. How you tough and you wearing colorful skirts, dawg. Keep yapping, I'ma take my fucking belt off.
You understand, yo?
I'ma take my belt off and whoop the nigga ass.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of the street.
Nah,
he don't get a pass.
Nah.
He violating code,
yeah.
So it goes how it goes.
That's right.
You gon' respect this nigga, I take my belt
Let's
off.
Go.
I'ma take my belt
uh-huh.
off and whoop this nigga ass.
Yep.
Up the middle of the street.
Nah,
he don't get a pass.
Uh-huh.
He violating code, so it goes how it goes. You gon' respect this nigga, I take my belt off.
Super!
Ha! Choreography, nigga. Choreography, nigga.
One more time, I want to give the drummer some of this funky soul we got here. Yeah. You don't have to do no soloing, brother. Just keep what you got. Don't turn it loose, because it's a mother. When I count to four, I want everybody to lay out and let the drummer go. And when I count to four, I want you to come back in. I got the holler. I got the holler. I got the holler. I got the holler. Feels so sweet. Feels so sweet. About to wake me to death. About to wake me to death. About to wake me to death.
Here, your girl, Dean Michelle, Bodega Fresh. Thanks, y'all, for listening to the show. I want to say a healthy, hard salute to my guest tonight, the Bad Z. Choreography is out July 8th. He's shooting a video for Belt Off, which is produced by Knox. You guys heard it just a few minutes ago. And if you want to, I guess, maybe be in the video, be an extra in the video, hit up the Bad C. He is on Twitter as The Real Bad C 6 and also on Facebook as The Bad C. He has a page for that. And also Corey Pearson, which is his actual government name. Hit him up on Facebook if you want to get a little guest appearance, a little, you know, a little 2 seconds, like, oh, that was me in the Belt Off video. Oh, it's going to be shot in Brooklyn. So, you know, hit him up if you want to be in there. And also, you know, you could pre-order that whole new album on Amazon, on iTunes, you know, before it drops. Just, you know, go ahead and do that. Support new indie artists. Support everything that they do, because they actually do it for the love of the people, for the love of the music, not just, you know, for self. It's definitely an effort that is labor intensive. So support Corey Pearson in a new effort, Choreography. Also, you guys, if you are in Brooklyn, don't forget the International African Day Festival going on in Brooklyn right now. Last day is tomorrow. Check that out, you know. If you're not checking out the fireworks, which you usually actually should, you know, let's be real. Like, 4th of July is an American holiday, but, you know, in 1776, we certainly weren't free. So if you're going out there, you know, be safe. You like seeing bright lights in the sky. That's great. I like it, too. I ain't on front. But we all know what the 4th of July is, not freedom for our people. So let's keep that in perspective and move accordingly. But let's talk about some things that are also coming up this month in hip-hop. There's so many great things. I want to also send out a big, healthy shout-out to my boy, Curtis Sherrod. Happy birthday, homie! Birthday was yesterday. Curtis Sherrod, executive director of the Hip-Hop Culture Center, as well as Rapacon, which was a little over a month ago in Philadelphia. Shout-out to everybody in Philly that supported us, that was part of the movement. Josh Duncan. There was so many great people on board, and it was a fabulous event. So if you guys missed that, we have a lot more coming up. So stay tuned. Keep in touch with us on our page on Facebook, Rapacon, R-A-P-A-C-O-N. Check that out. Later on, I'll be at the Living Room saluting it up with Curtis Sherrod for his birthday. Also going on this week is so many different little events. As let's see what we got going on. I want to keep you guys informed. I'm looking at my list here, and not really hot outside. You notice that? Not that hot this 4th of July. It's perfect weather, actually. Although it's a little cloudy here in New York, it is really, really hot down south. So I hope you guys are keeping cool down there. Shout out to everybody at the Essence Music Festival. Ubiquita is down here with Ray Six doing their thing. So shout out to Ubiquita and the whole squad down there. Also going on Tuesday, July 5th, is Dave Chappelle will be at Punchline in Philly. Shout out Punchline in Philly. I don't know if tickets are still available. I doubt it, but you never know. On Wednesday, July 6th, we have African Echoes Radio with your host Ali McBride and Queen Tanu. Check that out. That's at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, July 6th. African Echoes Radio. Also, July 13th to the 16th is none other than the Fabulous Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival featuring Nas, Fabulous, Talib Kweli, Rhapsody, DJ Rob Swift, and there's going to be a whole bunch of programming going on from July 13th to July 16th. That's the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival, so check that out, you guys. Huh. So many other things. One more thing I'm going to tell you guys about is on July 17th. The Grace Jamaican Jerk Festival at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens. Woo! That's also an awesome event. I love jerk chicken. I love any type of jerk food. It's really delicious. And one more, last but not least, we got the Hip Hop Film Festival going on August 3rd through the 6th, which is curated by none other than Uncle Ralph McDaniels from Video Music Box. I think this is the first year for the Hip Hop Film Festival, so you guys have to check it out. There's so many great films out there and all kinds of different programs going on, so check that out. What else are we going to get into? Again, I want to shout out my guest tonight, The Bad Seed. I'm going to play one more song for his album, Choreography, which is out July 8th. Don't forget to cop that and represent as a hip-hop lover, as a supporter of hip-hop. I'm going to play this one last song, which is has a posthumous appearance by Pumpkinhead. You know, the anniversary of his death was June 9th. And I can't believe it's already been a year. There will definitely be some saluting in the Belt Off video. So if you guys want to get and be part of history with that, hit up The Bad Seed on his pages and try to get into a little part of hip-hop history right there. So this next joint I'm about to go into is called 5 Minutes featuring Pumpkinhead. And it's your girl Nadine on Bodega Fresh Radio. Yeah. Talk to you guys later. Happy 4th of July. But not too happy because, you know, it's really not about us. All right, y'all. Nadine and I'm out. This is 5 Minutes featuring Pumpkinhead off of the Bad Seed's new album coming up, Choreography. Yeah.
It's that Brooklyn shit, yeah, it's that Brooklyn shit, Yeah, it's that Brooklyn shit, yeah, it's that Brooklyn shit, and I ain't sorry neither. Peep the Diddy Bop, though, peep the Diddy Bop. I hear a lot of niggas mouth running. They doubt something. I don't know what it is. I don't care cause I'm out hunting. This time I'm sick of fucking niggas that be out stunting. They proud for nothing. I'm walking through the crowd snuffing. You, him, and him. She wanted, she get plowed. Fuck it. Friends come and go like money. Don't that sound funny? How you could be bros next minute you a foul monkey? Who'd have thought I'd figure out I was around flunky? That shit crazy. I'd rather be around junkies. Niggas I die for. Spit in your mother eye for. They got some shit with them, so I can't sit with them. Niggas broke all kind of codes, fucked up the curriculum, figured them. Same niggas ride till we die, that was a lie. In fact, that's the reason for our demise. I repped the three numbers, 307, nigga. Was it nobody better? Was it nobody bigger? And I repped New York State, home of the late great Dynamic MC, RIP, PH, man. I miss that nigga to death. Peeping a lot of things the minute my nigga left. And I know my nigga watching, gotta get it off my chest. Nevertheless, we gon' clear up all this mess so finally he can rest. Yes, it's bad seed in the flesh. Middle finger in the air, shout to my nigga vest. I'ma need 5 minutes with you. In the room with your door locked. Brother burst, brother, then the war stop. 5 minutes in the room with you. You my brother and I love you. I'ma snuff you, then I hug you. I'ma need 5 minutes with you. In the room with your door locked. Brother burst, brother, then the war stop. 5 minutes in the room with you. You my brother and I love you. I'ma snuff you, then I hug you. Hold up.
Man, I just wanna hear my dude one more time. One more time, B. Let's go.
This is a grown man talking. Beware my presence. In and out of love with my culture. Testing the water, I'm blessing. It's sort of depressing, it's a torturous lesson. Of course, I gotta pay the cost to be a boss, but I'm falling short of succession. Been through all sorts of neglection, but I'm not here to cry found wrongdoing. Cause the goal's ahead of the youth. I'm still pursuing, making records. We built a bond in the union, all went our separate ways. Now I remain in seclusion, trying to get my weight up as third partner in the company. My buzz moving up, it's like the fans lost trust in me. Like I can't make classics, they used to look up to me. Pirating my music, I guess they lost touch with me. I'm back like James Ford Strap, stop ducking me. I'm here to reinstitute your faith and your love for me.
R.I.P.P.H., man. That's it, that's all, man. Don't nothing else matter. Super!
Boopy.
Yeah?
I want to tell you about your Uncle P.H.
Yes?
You never got to meet him before. He passed away.
He's gone?
He's gone.
Yes.
But he's still here. He's always here.
Let's see him.
You want to see a picture of him? All right, I'm going to show you a picture of him. And that's your uncle.